is an oral history interview with Bertha Reinhardt, conducted by Elizabeth I. Coker on November the 16th, 1994, at her residence in Mountainboro, Alabama, near Boaz. The subject of this interview is her life history. I'm interviewing Bertha in her kitchen. Sitting in with this interview is her niece, Edith Risbel. Okay, could you tell us your name, please?
Bertha Reinhardt.
Do you have a middle name?
I believe.
Okay, and your parents were?
Herman Heath.
And you were born? What day?
December 15, 1960.
Were you born where? What city?
Cedartown, Georgia.
So you were born in Cedartown, Georgia?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Did you live there very long?
Oh, I don't know exactly how long we lived there, to tell you the truth. But a while.
Like a couple of years?
I guess so. And then we moved from there to Rome, Georgia. And we stayed in Rome, Georgia for a while. And then we moved to back up in Georgia, another part of it. And then from there we moved to Turkeytown.
In Georgia or
in
Alabama?
In Alabama.
Okay.
And we lived there a while, and then we just moved from place to place. You know, we didn't see them for not very long at the time. And Papa worked at the coal mine for a long time, and then he worked he just done odd jobs, and sometimes he'd be gone for a while, and we didn't even know where he was. He'd just get up and walk all the way with us, and we would see him, catch a freight train, and just go, and then we wouldn't see him no more sometimes until 3 weeks, and then he'd pop up, and there he'd be, and then he would stay at home for a while. We'd move again, and and then we moved to up in Alcala one time, and lived close to my aunt up there, and we stayed up there, Josie Bob, and we lived up there for a long time, and then we moved. From there, just from place to place, I couldn't even name them all, because I wouldn't know where it was. And then we moved, when I can remember, we moved to Gadsden. We moved on 4th Street in Gadsden, Alabama. And we shipped our things. All we had, we shipped it on a little train, you know. And we got down there, and then we didn't have the money to get them with.
Yeah.
So they had to keep them till we could get the money to get them with. And
how old were you at that time?
I was about 6 or 7, because I just barely remember. And then we lived on 4th Street in Gadsden for a long time. And we went to school in North Gadsden, in Baby.
That's your sister, right?
That's my sister.
Is she your younger sister?
No, she was older than me.
Sister?
Mm-hmm.
And then you and there was another sister?
Yeah, but she passed away. Mm-hmm. She passed away a long time. And then we,
Laura.
Uh-huh.
And she was older than you?
Oh, yeah, Laura was older than me.
Was Betty the oldest?
No, Betty was in between then.
Laura?
Mm-hmm. And
no boys?
One dead. Mm-hmm. And then we lived on 4th Street in Gadsden, I don't know, for a long time. And then I don't remember where we moved to from there. It's just We just knew as much as I can't remember. And and Papa got, let's see, where did he go to work at now? I can't think where he went. I believe it was in a tower. Somewhere in a tower, a little mill that was there in a tower. And worked I don't know, 3 or 4 weeks. And from that, he just didn't do much with anything, you know. He worked in the white cotton mill. That, I don't know. Yeah, in Alabama City. Yeah. And about what time was that? Let's see. And he would do odd jobs, you know. But anyway, he went working in the cotton mill, and I don't know what he was doing in the sweeping, I think. And so he worked there for a while, and then he went to I believe that he worked at Conway Tower, I believe, for a few weeks. And then he taken off. We didn't know where he was.
When he was leaving, your mother was Ola Hill,
mm-hmm.
And she had Indian blood.
Yeah.
And when he would leave, did she know where how to get in touch with him? Or did she just take care of y'all?
No, she just take care of us.
Did she always take care of
us? Mm-hmm. She always took care of us. Huh? Oh, yeah, these my kinfolks, Aunt Jules and all that, birdie.
You mean several days?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we used to go to grandmother kinfolks and stay for several days at a time, you know.
Your mother would go, or did she would just
go? No, she'd go, too. Yeah, she'd go, too.
But she didn't work, though, at that time. She just strictly took care of the house and the
children. No, she didn't work then. She wasn't able. And so,
she was sick a lot in Alabama.
Oh, yes, she was sick all the time. She stayed.
You say she's helping.
Oh, yeah, I've been cooking ever since I could sit on a box and cook, wash dishes, too.
So you did, help around the house?
Oh, yeah, we all did.
You didn't think it was anything bad that you had chores to do?
No, I can manage it all. And then he, we'd go visit her brother, and we'd stay, several weeks up there with him. We still wouldn't know where he was. Sometimes he'd pop up, and I got a place for us to live. Let's move. And we'd go and move. And we'd stay somewhere else 2 or 3 days or weeks. And then he'd pop up and leave again. And here we'd go to some of Kenfolk's house, for a while. And some of the Crampers. And finally he settled down. Finally. And after he got older, he settled down. And he went to work in the white cotton mill, worked up there for a while. And then he got too old to work, I reckon. He worked at the Forest Cemetery. Yeah. Landscaping. Yeah, and taking care of the flowers and the cemetery and all that kind of stuff. And he worked for a very long time. He liked that. He loved that. He loved that job. And he worked a long time with that. And the man he was working for, he passed away or something, and they got all new people. He was too old then to do anything. He got fever, and then he started. Yeah, and he stayed sick. He got sick, and he stayed sick about a year, didn't he? about a year he had to stay in bed. And then he passed away. And of course, I just tore up everything, you know. And then Mama, she, but during that time, Mama would work for people, you know.
Oh, well, she worked, she found. And you were what age at this time? You were still in, living at home with him?
Yeah, whenever he was working, you know. And Mama used to wash and iron and, you know, for poor people and had to help take care of us.
Well, when you were growing up and moving around so much?
Oh, we couldn't even think about hardly going to school because we didn't stay in one place long enough to even start. But let's go. And we just went from just a few days in one school, a few days in another school. Used to go to school up in North Cab, and me and Betty, that was my older sister.
What's a little story about the ice cream?
Oh, that's ice cream.
What, Betty?
Oh, yeah. I really knew. So this year was when little family was a little bit bigger. So we went to school, so we walked from waiting on 4th Street and Gas to North Bed and going to school. And of course, I was in the first grade. And which I stayed in it, I mean, went on because we moved so much, I couldn't pass. But we went to school in North Bed for a long time. And, yeah, I'll tell you what, there's a story about that. We went to town one night, and Mom bought us a hat, too. I won't ever forget mine, my little brown hat. And it had a little bunch of beads in the front of it. And, you know, back then in the school, they had a coat ring. Mm-hmm. You know, if you hang your coat ring. So we had to hang our hats in there. And during the day, sometimes somebody went in there and pulled my little beads off of my hat. And I just cried. And I never wear my hair no more. that just burned me up, you know what I mean. And then we moved, and then me and Betty started school up. But see, we moved to Sinclair County, and we down there out in the mountain, on down there in the mountain. I forget just where that was down in there. But anyway, it was in Central County. And he worked so many up here down there. And we moved from there back to his. And that's when all this happened, you know, about the hat and everything like that. So. But anyway, what did we move to from there? Well, anyway, he worked at the sawmill down there, and we lived at
St. Clair County.
Yeah, St. Clair County, way out on the mountain. And one day he just went to work and left. And then one day here come walking back. And well, let's get ready to move. So we got up and we got ready to move. So we moved in to.
When you got ready to move, did you pack your clothes up? Did you carry your? I mean, did you have like couches and
oh,
clothes
no, no.
And everything?
We carried our clothes.
Just your clothes?
And that was our one. We just carried our clothes, and here we go. And so that's about our life, you know, up until we got grown.
Now, he started working at the cotton mill in Jackson,
Black
cotton mill.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and
Barber City.
Now, he worked there until he got started at Cemetery Lot.
He quit the cotton mill, and they quit for years, and then he went to work at the cemetery, Forest Cemetery.
Now, when he was working, I know we all lived up on we
did you live when he was working in Cotton?
We lived on Clayton Avenue. Clayton Avenue. Now, Ben City.
Up on the hill.
Up on the hill.
By the cemetery.
Mm-hmm. No. The cemetery was back for Larne. That's the one where you were. No, he didn't really work up at Clayton. Okay.
But your house was by Clayton.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then we, that's just nearly all of it when it gets to there, whenever, you know, as I can remember.